the more that we have reasonable, realistic expectations and discussions surrounding that number on the scale, the more power we take away from that number and put in our own hands. Welcome to the Biking Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Smith, and I lost 50 pounds riding my bike by focusing on what my body can do. Now, I teach other women how to do the same. I am obsessed with completely flipping the script on weight loss so that we can work out to feel good and feel strong. If you are ready to stop dieting, learn how to appreciate your body, and have fun riding your bike, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Biking Wellness Podcast. I am so excited that you are here. And if you're just joining us for the first time, a very special, special welcome to you as well. I am so excited to have you here. I am so excited for you to join us. And I'm so excited that you are now going to be a part of this community, because everyone who listens to this podcast is a part of this community. And we are growing and we are bringing more and more women into the folds. And I am just so excited to be reaching more and more of you. If you could take a minute to rate and review the podcast, either press pause and do it right now, or if you're able to when you're done listening, it just helps other women like you find the podcast. And I have been having such a good time reading your reviews. In fact, last week I just started reading some reviews on the air, which is so fun and so exciting. So I have a new one for you this week. This is from NatFit430. And NatFit430 says, I love listening to this podcast and I look forward to it every Tuesday. You can hear how friendly Stacey is and how she genuinely wants to help women. She's very knowledgeable, encouraging, and down to earth. She speaks slowly and clearly, and even though the podcast averages 25 minutes, it doesn't feel rushed. It's the perfect length for my commute to work. Ladies, share this with your friends because they need to listen too. You're the best, Stacey. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. And no, you are absolutely the best. I am so grateful that you're listening. I'm so excited that I can join you on your commute to work. I know that's one of my favorite times to listen to podcasts. So thank you so much for being here. And if you would like your review to be featured on one of our podcasts, I would love it for you to write a review and submit it. Reading these has just been so helpful. The feedback is so useful and so important. So I would love, love, love to hear from you. And I would love to read your review on a future podcast. So without further ado, I would like to just dive right into this week's topic, which I think is a topic that can resonate on some level with pretty much every woman alive, regardless of whether or not you ride bikes. And that's about how to really kind of have and cultivate a healthy relationship with the scale. Now, I will be really honest, I find this topic to be a little bit almost controversial and a little bit difficult to talk about, because these days when we're talking about our bodies and we're talking about health and we're talking about wellness, we have a tendency to shy away from talking about the scale. We've really kind of moved into this new era where talking about your weight and weight loss and trying to lose weight is starting to kind of become almost out of fashion. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I know that there's a lot of talk about making sure that we are open and that we are having discussions that are focused on our health and our wellness and feeling good and feeling strong. And you know that that is 100% what this community is all about. However, I also know that there are so many of us who just still haven't really figured out that relationship that we have with the scale. We want to feel better about it. We want to realize that it's not as important as maybe we once were told or maybe we once thought, but we're still really, really struggling with it. And so that is why this week I really wanted to talk about this, because I think the more that we have reasonable, realistic expectations and discussions surrounding that number on the scale, the more power we take away from that number and put in our own hands. If you're wondering how I'm going to do all of this, well, first of all, it's going to be so interesting. And secondly, I think that we should just jump in and start doing it. Any woman who has ever wanted to lose weight riding her bike has had to come to terms with this relationship with the scale. What we feel like a lot of times is that we let that little hunk of metal have so much power. We have all been there, right? Like, we're doing good, we're doing all the things, and then we hop on the scale, we're full of optimism, thinking, oh my gosh, that number's gonna go down, only to be crushed by the stupid little, or in our minds, big or larger than it should be, number. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with women about this, about the frustration of just watching that number either stay right where it is or, you know, go up when we feel like we've been working so hard and doing everything right. And I know probably you have had those same conversations at some point in your life as well. I want to just throw in here that a lot of times social media really doesn't help. I wish that we could all just kind of have a permanent moratorium on before and after photos, because I feel like they are so, instead of being encouraging a lot of times, they're almost discouraging. And I will say that the one time that I actually posted a before and after photo, I will never do this again, but the one time I did, I actually had someone reach out and say, like, you know, I don't really see much of a difference. Was it just the angle? And I remember just being so irritated. It was like, no, I lost 50 pounds. There's definitely a difference there. And so I just wanted to kind of throw out that if you have ever been kind of frustrated with social media and frustrated with like this idea of, oh, look, all you have to do is this, that, and the other thing, and then you'll lose all of this weight. All of that is to say that I hear you, and I do really think that we need to change the discussion. So I've had lots of conversations with women. I have seen all of the before and after photos on social media. And this idea of, oh my gosh, weight loss is so easy, can be demoralizing if you are having a hard time with it. So I just wanted to kind of acknowledge that wherever you're coming from, related to your thoughts about the scale and the number on the scale and your desire to lose weight, I see you, I hear you, and I have probably been there at some point in time too. So if you've ever wanted to pick up your scale and fling it out the window or smash it into a bunch of bits, then this episode is absolutely going to be for you. I have some tips that are really going to help you in terms of this relationship that you have with the scale, that you have with the number on the scale, and just to kind of help you and give you some strategies on how to approach it in a slightly different way. Because we really want to have a healthy approach and a better relationship with it. And for some of us, this is actually tip number one, you might not want to use it at all, at least not at first. So the first thing that I would like you to do is I would like you to decide intentionally if you are going to even weigh yourself as a part of your wellness journey. You can lose weight you can lose weight without using the scale at all. This is about you being in the driver's seat and making decisions about your journey and your body and how you're going to approach it. And so the first decision you get to make is whether or not you want to even use the scale in this journey. So it's totally up to you. I personally have always used it as just one of many markers for my fitness progress. And that is what works for me. But you get to decide what works for you. If you step on the scale and you find yourself kind of almost the equivalent of in the fetal position on the bathroom floor because that number is so distressing to you, then that might not be the best tool for you to use right now. I think that me saying that to you should make a lot of sense, and you might be reluctant to kind of step away from it a bit, especially if you have been in the habit of weighing yourself and weighing yourself frequently and using that as your primary marker. But if it's really kind of fundamentally upsetting to you and it's causing you to have a not so great relationship with your body and with food right now, then I would suggest just not using it at all for right now and focus on other things, focus on other markers, and, you know, kind of work on your thoughts about the scale and what you think when you get on it before you do anything else. So that's my first tip to you, is to decide whether or not you're going to use it at all. And if you decide not to, just let it go. Let the scale go. Pretend it doesn't exist. Put it in a different part of your house. Throw it in the trash. Whatever it is that you want or need to do right now to make it not a part of this journey for you, if you don't think that's healthy, then you go ahead on and do that. Because my friend, you are the one who's in control. So that is the first tip that I want to kind of share with you about, you know, having that healthy relationship with the scale. It might be that the healthiest thing you can do is walk away from it right now. Think about that and decide if the scale is or is not going to be a part of your journey right now. Now, my second tip is that if you decide that you are going to keep the scale as a part of your weight loss journey, I want you to be intentional about how often you weigh yourself and be consistent. Because when we use the scale as a tool, it is providing useful data for us. And you are the one, again, that's in control. You get to decide how often you weigh yourself and how you're going to track your progress. When you're making these choices, I want you to think again about your relationship with the scale in the past. Has it been a pretty good one? Has it been a pretty neutral one? Is it just giving you information, or does it kind of send you spiraling into this rabbit hole of there being something wrong? So that might have, your thoughts on that might have an impact on how often you want to weigh yourself. If you're wondering what I do and how I lost 50 pounds riding my bike and the role that the scale played in my journey, I actually was in the habit of weighing myself every day. I did it pretty consistently. I wasn't super intense about it, so I would occasionally skip a day or two, but generally I was just like, all right, I just want to have this data and I want to desensitize myself to feeling super good or super bad about it. I would weigh myself in the morning and I'd do it before I drank any water. I'd do it after I went to the bathroom, and I'd generally do it without clothes. I had a consistent time of day and a consistent method, so I had pretty consistent data. I took a very scientific approach, one that did not involve a lot of emotion. If I saw the number go up or if I saw the number go down, I had kind of the opportunity to coach myself on just to be curious about it. Like, oh, that's up a little bit. I wonder why. Maybe it's because it's that time of month. Maybe it's because I had a lot of salt yesterday and I'm retaining water. Or maybe it's because my muscles are tearing and I'm building muscle and they're retaining water. I could get curious about it as opposed to kind of beating myself up over the fact that the number was a little bit up or a little bit down. If you're wondering why every day, I picked every day because in the past, in some of the weight loss programs I had joined, and if you've been here for a little bit, you know that I have joined a lot of weight loss programs over the years. A lot of them always would have me weigh in once a week. I just didn't like weighing in only once a week because I felt like it put a lot of pressure on that one day. And if I happened to be kind of up a little bit that day, it was a whole nother week before I was allowed to weigh myself again. It was following somebody else's rules, and that was not ever going to work for me. And if you're here, if you're listening to this, you probably feel the same way. You probably feel like following someone else's rules has never really worked for you. That's why in my weight loss program and in my coaching and in my community and right here on the podcast, I always encourage you to think about and to do what works best for you. Everyone's different. You don't have to do what I did. Just choose what works best for you and leave yourself open to making adjustments. That's actually going to be a further down the line tip. So I don't want to jump ahead of myself too much here right now. Tip number three, I would like you to work on your thoughts about that number on the scale. In other words, when you step on the scale and you see that that number has either gone up or gone down, what is it that you're thinking? And is what you are thinking really negative if the number isn't a number that you particularly want to see? I was actually kind of struggling with the order of these tips because I know the first two were kind of practical, step by step. And this one's more of a here's what you should be thinking or not thinking sort of step. So I almost led with this one because that's just how important I think it is. The number that is on the scale, if you are multitasking, my friend, please come back to me right now. The number on the scale is just a number. Full stop. It does not mean anything about you. It doesn't mean anything about your efforts. It doesn't mean anything, period, until you or somebody else assigns a meaning to it. So let me just kind of explain to you what that means. The number 165 on the scale could be, oh my gosh, that is my goal weight for someone. Or it could be, oh my gosh, that is the biggest number I have ever seen for someone else. Those are two people in two completely different situations assigning completely separate meanings to the exact same number. Now, I know that you might be sitting here thinking, well, yeah, but I want you to really think about this for a second. And I want you to really think about what you have let certain numbers on that stupid hunk of metal over the years mean about you and mean about whether or not you're doing good or whether or not you're doing bad. What kind of meaning have you assigned to it? Do you have this number in your head that you think everything is going to be better if you achieve that number? Because I guarantee you, if you don't do some of this other work with the way that you're thinking first, when you see that magical number on the scale, you are not going to have the joy and relief that you thought you were going to have. It really, truly is just a number. Numbers are not good or bad. They're just neutral. It's just data. The number on the scale is just a snapshot of what your body is doing in this exact moment in time. That's it. Going a little further with this, I'm going to try not to go on too much of a tangent here, but I do think this is really important. I know that some of you are kind of in your mind or even out loud. Maybe you're in your car and you're yelling at me right now. You're saying, no, Stacey, really, like my doctor told me that this number means I'm obese. I don't want to be obese. I'm not saying that your doctor is wrong, but what I am saying is that that is a meaning that your doctor has assigned to that number. And that is not necessarily a meaning that you need to embrace or take on in any kind of way. So I don't want to go too crazy here, but I have always been in my adult life on that line between obese and overweight. I have never been like normal weight. I've always been overweight or obese. I kind of fluctuate and go up and down a little bit on the BMI line. And I used to think that that meant that I was fat. And that there's something wrong with me. And the reality is that there's not. I'm actually going to link in the show notes a little bit of information from the National Institute of Health about the history of BMI. But BMI was actually created by a scientist in the 1800s who was like really into data and studying populations. He actually developed it as a measure of the quote unquote normal man. So it wasn't even developed with women in mind at all. It's outdated. It's flawed. It doesn't take into account your body composition. It doesn't take into account your ethnicity. It doesn't take into account all of these other things that can have an impact on that number on the scale. If you're carrying around, you know, a body that is like a huge percentage muscle, then you're going to weigh more, but that doesn't mean that you're less healthy. So I'd like to just caution you about that BMI number, the number in general. If you're having negative thoughts, especially about those numbers, I want you to think about how those numbers don't need to mean anything about you until you assign a meaning to it. And do not assign a meaning to numbers that is not going to be in your best interest, that is going to make you feel bad, because all that is going to do is make you feel demoralized and make you give up. And that is not what we are here for. We are not giving up in our wellness journey, my friend. So that's tip number three. Now, tip number four is to use that number as just one measure of progress. The number on the scale should not be your be-all end-all in terms of your weight loss progress or in terms of your healthy progress or in terms of getting stronger. It just is one piece of information, and in my opinion, not even remotely the most important one. So there are so many things that matter so much more than the number on the scale. Ask yourself, how do I feel? Do I feel stronger? Do I feel like I am able to make more gains either on the bike, or am I able to walk a little bit farther, or am I able to lift a little bit heavier? Am I moving my body more? Am I more active? And is that making me feel good? How are my clothes fitting? Are things shifting around? Like maybe your pants are getting tighter around the legs because your legs are getting bigger because they're getting stronger. That is not a bad thing. I know that I noticed this. I noticed my quads were getting bigger, that my leggings got tighter. And that's a good thing. I at first was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on? Is this a bad thing? And then I realized, no, this is a good thing. When I look in the mirror and I see that, you know, my quads are protruding a little bit more than they did before, that means that I'm getting stronger. That means that my body is stronger. That means that I am healthier. So think about what's truly important to you. Is it the number on the scale? Is it how you look? Or is it how you feel in your body? Do you feel good? Do you feel strong? Do you look at your body and appreciate it for what it can do? And I'm going to keep exploring these ideas and topics in future episodes, but I want you to start being mindful now about how you're thinking about your body and how freaking amazing it is that it allows you to do all of the things that you want to do. That is a gift, and it is so incredibly important that you embrace that and you realize that. If you've been in the habit of tearing your body apart forever, I know that I've seemed so dramatic right now, but I think you know what I mean. If you've been in the habit of that, you know, I want you to start thinking about how it might feel to just not, how it might feel to look in that mirror and say, "Hi, I see you. Thank you for supporting me and all of the things that I want to do." Just think about that a little bit and think about how those shifts in the way you're thinking about your body and that number on the scale can make such a huge difference. My last tip for you today is to just be really open to adjusting and seeing how it goes and making changes as you need in terms of that relationship with the scale, in terms of how often you're weighing yourself, if you're weighing yourself at all, what you're thinking about that metric, what you're thinking about that number. I know that when I was trying to lose weight, that number on the scale was something I paid a lot more attention to than I do now. And you might be thinking, oh, well, you know, that's because you lost all your weight. And it's like, no, it actually has nothing to do with the weight loss itself. It has to do with the way I think about myself and my body and the fact that I know and realize that that number just really isn't important to me the way that it once was. So I don't weigh myself nearly as much as I used to. I do every once in a while just to kind of check in. But I want you to think about, you know, being really intentional about how often you weigh yourself, about whether or not you're using the scale. And if you're getting upset, if you're getting demoralized, then stop. Try something different. Try something new. If you've been weighing yourself a lot and it's becoming an obsession, then maybe you step away a little bit. If you haven't really been weighing yourself because it used to be an obsession, but you're feeling pretty good about it right now and think you want to bring it back in, then just try it and see how it goes. The idea is to be intentional and do what feels good and makes sense for you. If you're finding that you're getting more and more stressed out about that number, then that might not be what, or what you have been doing maybe isn't the best choice. So think about something that you could do differently. And that really ultimately is how you're going to get results that last, results that feel aligned with your health, results that, you know, really feel aligned with your values and your goals. So that is it, my friends. Those are my suggestions to you in terms of what I think would be helpful in when you're analyzing your relationship with the scale. So let's just recap really quickly. The first thing that I'd like you to do is decide intentionally if you're even going to use the scale as a part of your weight loss. Secondly, decide how often you are going to step on the scale and be consistent about it. Do it consistently at the same time of the day, wearing whatever it is that you're normally going to be wearing. You know, like I said, I do it after I pee and the first thing in the morning, no clothes. That's just me, but just make sure that you're consistent with it. Otherwise, the data is not going to be very accurate. Number three, work on changing your thoughts about the number. If you have a tendency to put a lot of pressure on yourself and to achieve a certain number, then I want you to think about whether or not that is actually helping you in any way, because my guess is it isn't. Really think about that number as a piece of data, which is my next point, which is to use that number as just one measure of progress, one piece of data in your journey, and not the most important one. Consider other things like how you're feeling. Are you stronger? Are you moving your body more? How are your clothes fitting? Are things kind of shifting and moving around? And then finally, my suggestion is to see how it goes and be open to adjusting and, you know, making changes as needed. If you're feeling bad, then that is a signal that things are not going well and that you might want to make some adjustments. So just see how it goes and change things up if you need to. That is it, my friends. I know your relationship with the scale might be really complicated, that it could be filled with frustration, with restriction, or potentially even panic. But the idea is that when you commit to healing your relationship with the scale, even just a little bit, even if that means not using it right now, this is a huge step towards achieving that lasting weight loss and achieving that feeling that you want to have in your body. It might mean that you need to ditch the scale for now or use it more intentionally and mindfully. And if that scale is causing you to restrict or to override your bike or just chasing that lower number, then that might not be the best thing for you right now. But if it's just a neutral piece of information, just one piece of many pieces of information that you use to make your healthy choices, that's amazing. That's awesome. That's all it really should be. I would love to hear from you on this topic. I'm so interested to see what your relationship with the scale is like. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, go ahead and DM me on Instagram. I'll put a link to my Instagram in the show notes. I'd love to chat with you about this, really. Please don't feel like you're bothering me. I truly love hearing from each and every single member of this community, and I just love connecting with you so, so much. So having this kind of mindful approach to the scale, being really, you know, positive about it if you can, is just a really great way to put the power back exactly where it belongs, which is in your hands, because you're the one who is in power and you are the one who is in control. Thank you so much, my friends, for joining us. Again, if you have a minute to rate and review the podcast, I know you might be sick of hearing that, but it just helps me and it helps the community so very much. If you could rate, leave a review, who knows, maybe your review will be read on the air. Thanks again for joining us. And until next week, my friend, ride on. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Biking Wellness Podcast. Be sure to head on over to sassy.com/guide, sassy.com/guide, to get my completely free lose weight biking quick start guide so that you can get started with simple, doable weight loss today. That's sassy.com/guide.